In rural parts of the Ohio Valley, qualified therapists are sometimes hours away from people who need help. That's a problem in cases of sexual assault and domestic abuse, when such services can be a lifeline. Mary Meehan of the Ohio Valley Resource visited a rural clinic in Wyoming that's using telemedicine to connect with survivors of sexual assault.
Just like in the Ohio Valley, geography complicates treating sexual abuse and domestic violence in rural Wyoming. University of Wyoming psychology professor Matt Gray explains that there is not much between his office in Laramie and his clients in Gillette.
Yeah, it's vast, unimpacted, wide sweeping plains, and lots of antelope.
Gray, by the way, is the encouraging kind of guy who says, "That's a great question," and sounds genuinely sincere. 10 years ago, the question he faced was how to provide therapy across the high plains. The solution? Encrypted computers make the connection. Graduate students provide specialized trauma care with the goal of helping survivors define themselves outside of the abuse.
Because when somebody's so beat down and when all of their focus and all of their peers or relatives' focus is on this relationship, is on staying and leaving, it's a lot of pressure, and this becomes the totality of the person.
Grace says using graduate students is key. It keeps costs down and ensures the quality of care. Students apply to the program from across the country. Student Kendall Binion from Georgia gets tears in her eyes as she talks about one woman who made a lasting impression.
I had one client in particular who went 40 years without telling anyone what happened because there wasn't the services to provide any help for her.
Stephanie Amaya from Los Angeles is also on the current team. She says she's been surprised at the strength of a connection shared via pixels on a screen.
But I found that human connection is transcendent. It doesn't depend on proximity. It depends on empathy and a willingness to share and to open up and to support someone who needs that support.
Gray's research shows telehealth is helping survivors heal, but funding remains a challenge. Most available grant money is tied to innovative uses of technology. Less is available to cover actual treatment cost.
But there's no shortage of rural populations that could benefit from this.
Eileen Rechtenwald is the executive director of the Kentucky Association of Sexual Assault Programs. She says telehealth could work in Kentucky. She says younger people especially are ready to access services in new ways.
They will access services via chat or internet, and sometimes, especially in Kentucky, that's not really available.
Margie McWilliams is executive director of the Gillette Abuse Refuge Foundation, which uses the telehealth clinic. She says something else is happening. It's a cultural shift that is both quiet and broad. About 60 people turned out in Gillette for a women's march in January. McWilliams and her coworker Shauna McDonald say the show of support matters.
To me, that was a big thing that's changed. We've never had that many people involved before. And of course, we got the trucks that drove by and, you know,
flipping people off.
And, you know, we've had the negative part of it too, but it was cool because nobody cared. We were just there for a reason. And we have seen an increase in our services and sexual assault victims are coming in.
The march drew people from even more rural parts of the state. Two moms drove from the next town over, Sheridan. It's 104 miles one way. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan.
This story was supported by the Solutions Journalism Network. The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKMS.